Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you're tuned into the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in regards to this subject of peace. And in our world, in our land today, we see that we don't have much peace. And of course, we don't want to, I came to understand and years ago that pointing out a problem is not, does not lead to a solution. But issues and problems need to be pointed out, but certainly pointing out a problem without telling about the solution for that problem is not a help unto people. The lack of peace can only be helped in and accomplished in the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, having become a man and coming and fulfilling his gospel, his death, his burial, his resurrection for the salvation of sinners, is the only way eternal peace can come into mankind. The world promises a peace, the way of man promises a peace, but it's a false peace. It never lasts. It's always based on the physical. It's always based on, if it is based on anything emotional, it's a wrong direction, and it's a self-willed kind of peace. It's a self internal found peace. You will not find peace within yourself. You only find peace through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're taking a look at this chapter, Isaiah 59, near the end of the book of Isaiah, written by the prophet Isaiah under the inspiration of God Almighty to the nation of Israel, but very, very applicable, very apropos for our nation at this time. And I'm thankful that this chapter starts off with the confirmation that the Lord, the problem is not the Lord, the problem is not God, but the problem is us. And that's where repentance comes in. We need to see that the problem is us, and we need to repent individually and even as a nation of our sins. But individually, the only way that you can be saved is to repent of your sins before God, not any man, not any person, but before God, and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your eternal Savior. In Isaiah 59, verse number 1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. And so the problem is not with the Lord, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And yes, you may claim to be an agnostic, you may claim to be an atheist, and say, well, he's not my God, I don't claim him. That doesn't matter. It's not about whether you claim him or not. He is your God by virtue of being your creator. Evolution is not true. A theistic evolution is not true. The Lord created mankind as he created Adam and his wife Eve. And from them we have all descended. He is our father. He is our federal head. And he is our God. He created Adam, and in Adam he created us. He gives us life. Your iniquities, your sins, your transgression, your wickedness have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. And the reason that it is so, because he is holy and just and pure. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. And certainly with this issue of abortion, it's the case. In murderous ways, children being killed in neighborhoods in our big cities, because of the fighting and the lack of peace and wickedness of men. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. And oh, there is so much perverseness. A foul-mouthed people we are, taking the Lord's name in vain and using language that is just terrible and wicked. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth, even to our leadership in our land. They don't want justice. They don't want truth. They just want to be in power, whether it be by dishonesty. The thinking is that the means of them being in power justifies any ends to accomplish it. They trust in vanity, emptiness, and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Here's where we left off. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. And so laying trap and laying traps, and we see this on our national scene where traps are laid to bring people in. They don't like a person. They don't like the threat of what they're going to do. And so they lay a trap and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh into a viper. Just concoction and wickedness and snare and that. On and on and on. Their web shall not become garments. Here the Lord tells the end of this. The weaving that they do will not become garments. There'll be no clothing. Neither shall they cover themselves with their works, because it's vanity. Their works are the works of iniquity. The act of violence is in their hands. No peace here. No peace whatsoever. A peace as they define it, which the peace is that they are in control. We need leadership. It's just the way it is with a society and a people. We need leadership, but we need representative leadership. We need honest leadership. We need leadership that just doesn't serve themselves, but serves the people in our context that elected them. And we need to allow and yield to the system to work. But right now we're living in a day that there's those that don't want the system to work. And I'm persuaded that they are few, but their voice is loud. And it's a discouragement to those that want peace and want stability. And so he tells about the end of the unpeaceful. Their webs shall not become garments. They'll not cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Verse number 7, their feet run to evil and make haste to shed innocent blood. Why is it that folks would be out running around in the streets of a city at night wanting to injure other people? What comes into the heart of a person that causes them to want to draw blood, the blood of other people? Why is that? Why is it that they want to, there's a great offense and there's something over here, and even if we say that it's true, that it really happened, that there was an abuse here, why do they want to come over here, the third party, come over here to the fourth party and do abuse to them? Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Listen to what the Lord says here. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. We see this with the riotous and the looters. They take the opportunity of the protests, and it's amazing how it is so that what's a peaceful protest is called a peaceful protest when things are destroyed, when property is destroyed. It's not a peaceful way. Not a peaceful way at all. Their feet run to evil and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. Listen to our text and theme verse here. The way of peace they know not. And therefore we have no peace in these instances, in these cases. And there is no judgment in their goings. There's no judgment, no justice, no truth. They have made them crooked paths. And listen, whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. And we have many, many young people. Many, many young people that have been taught by the state. Many, many young people that have not been taught anything. Many, many young people that have not been taught by their parents a right, good way to go. Many, many young people that have just been given by their parents and the way of our nation. We think money is going to solve everything, and so it is that comes on down to parents thinking that money is going to solve everything with their children. And so these young people and children follow after these violent, their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. They have no thought but the thought of iniquity and wasting and destruction in their path. The way of peace they don't know, and no judgment is in their going. They're making crooked paths. And so whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Our young people follow right in it. I'm persuaded that there are many that just go to the scene of the protest or go to the scene of the riot and the looting just to see the spectacle and become swept up in it. It's not the way of peace. It's not the way of peace. And so the prophet, the word of the Lord tells us, because of all of this, therefore, in verse 9, is judgment far from us. We can't even figure out the right thing to do. Neither doth justice overtake us. Police that is not able to go and assist the innocent that is being brutalized, stolen from, or killed. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. Our leadership, in many places in our nation, they say they don't know what to do. Why? They left the way of the Lord. They behold obscurity. We wait for brightness, and we walk in darkness indeed. Again, may God help us that we see that the Lord is the only way for peace. And the thing is, it starts with you. Do you have peace with God? There's only one way to have peace with God. There's only one way to have peace with our Lord, for our nation, for the individuals, the citizenry of our nation. And that's by repentance of your sins before God and believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the trusting in the man. Not in a religion, not in a religious creed, but in the Lord Jesus Christ, the man, the God-man, trusting in him and his death, burial, and resurrection in a substitutionary way for the salvation of your soul. It's the only help. It's the only hope. It's the only peace, lasting, eternal peace. It's a peace that can help now. And it's a peace that can be in place for eternity. It's the peace that our nation, our governments, our states, our counties, our families, the individual citizen in our country needs. It's the peace that the world needs. And he is that peace, our Lord Jesus Christ. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.